Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
There are many places on the earth where being a Christian is the most dangerous thing you can be. That's the finding of a recent study on persecution, which found that Christians are now the most persecuted minority in the world. According to the most recent figures, 90,000, did you get that? 90,000 Christians were killed for their beliefs in the past year, nearly a third of them by Islamic jihadis. The study further found that 600 million Christians are prevented from practicing their faith by either local or national governments. The World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians, hosted by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, brought together delegates from 130 countries recently. One of the most dramatic stories that emerged from that conference was that of one of the 21 men beheaded by ISIS in Libya in 2015. 20 of those men were Egyptian Coptic Christians, but one was a worker from Chad, not a Christian at all. Before they were beheaded, each man was asked to deny Christ, and each refused. But when they came to the man from Chad, he was asked, "Are you a Christian?" And he responded, "Their God is now my God," sealing his own fate. In spite of the genocide of Christians around the globe, many who see the faith and courage of the martyrs come to trust Christ for themselves. It is not a trite saying that the blood of the martyrs is still the seed of the church. St. John the Revelator says it like this: "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death."
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized three-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.